Dr. Pinsky dictating part two of a female IME I started earlier on Deborah DiDomenico, D-I-D-O-M-E-N-I-C-O, and the dictation number then was 0103-017. And I'll pick up here on 4/24/18. Ms. DiDomenico was seen by Dr. Nagda, N-A-G-D-A, of radiation oncology. Her diagnosis was malignant neoplasm of the upper lobe of the right lung, clinical stage 3B. Period. He noted her course of treatment and diagnostic work up to date pertaining to her neoplasm. Period. He commented the biopsy from 4/11/18 was consistent with poorly differentiated adenocarcinoma. Period. Past medical history was remarkable for stroke, comma, hypertension, comma, and gallstones. Period. 4/11/18, she had lymph node aspiration. Period. She related having quit smoking 30 years ago, but still had significant secondhand smoking history. Period. This was while working as a server at Bally's Casino. Period. He then discussed the alternatives to radiation therapy and chemoradiotherapy. Period. She thought she might seek a second opinion. Period. She was scheduled for a CT simulation in the coming week and would look to start with concurrent therapy thereafter. Period. A treatment was performed on 5/16. 18. Period. It was repeated on 5/23/18. Period. She was going to continue with radiation therapy for now, as well as chemotherapy. Period. Another visit was done on 5/30/18, and then on 7/10/18. Period. And highlight this in yellow. This actually does not seem to be a chemotherapy or radiation therapy treatment note. Period. She followed up on 8/19/18. Period. On 2/7/19. She was referred for an MRI of the pelvis with and without contrast. Period. She then continued to be seen by the Department of Hematology and Oncology, as well as Pulmonary Medicine Service and Perelman, P-E-R-E-L-M-A-N, Outpatient Infusion Service. Period. Neurologic consultation was done by Dr. Yuan, Y-U-A-N, on 4/25/19. Period. Laboratory values were also monitored. Period. On 4/4/19, she received chemotherapy. Period. On 4/18/19, she had a CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis. period. She had additional chemotherapy on 4/18/19 and follow up with neurology, gastroenterology, and hematology oncology. Period. On 4/20/19, the nurse practitioner for Dr. Nagda referenced her clinical exam, and the pelvic MRI from 2/18/19 period. They were going to consider additional diagnostic testing period. Her treatment continued for the ensuing weeks. But on 5/2/19, she was seen by neurologist Dr. Yuan. Period. She was now on cycle 7 of immunotherapy. Period. She also had completed some X-ray therapy. Period. She had been on Lovenox as antithrombotic since April 2018, which is the preferred AC agent in the setting of malignancy. Period. He also wrote, although she had a stroke while on apixaban before, she was also not treated for underlying hypercoagulability, parentheses cancer, close parentheses comma. So it was unclear if that apixaban was a, quote, failure, period, end quote. She was going to start working soon, but was canceled to take it easy. Period, she goes to see a chiropractor for her aches and pains. Period, he canceled her to avoid any rapid manipulation of the neck. Period. That Dr. Yuan wrote, the April incident of visual dimming followed by loss of time is of unclear cause. Pretty wondered about seizure and wanted to have her get an EEG. Period. She should avoid driving for now. Period. They were also going to screen her for GCA with ESR and CRP as well. Pretty wanted her to see an ophthalmologist soon to evaluate for structural primary eye disorders as possible causes of the visual dimming. Period. New paragraph on 4/28/18. CAT scan of the head was done and compared to a study of 3/8/18. Period. Insert those results. Period. On 4/29/18, she had an MRI of the brain compared to a study of 3/4/18. Period. Insert those results here. Period. A cervical spine MRI was also done on 4/29/18, but was not compared to any other studies. Period. Insert those results here. She also had a thoracic spine MRI on 4/30/18. These results will also be inserted here. Period. The paragraph, I am in receipt of a clinical summary from Atlantic Air Regional Medical Center indicating she arrived on 4/30/18 and was discharged with a diagnosis of stroke. Period. This noted her various laboratory study results and radiographic studies as well. period. She then was apparently discharged, but they did not specify on what date period. She had undergone a transesophageal echocardiogram on 5/2/18 period. The paragraph on 5/19/18, she was seen at Abington Memorial Emergency Department period. Underwent a CT of the head. That was a normal non-contrast CT of the head period. She presented secondary to slow speech, comma, unsteady gait, comma, blurry vision, comma, and 6-7/10 frontal headache period. She related having similar symptoms in the past when she had a CVA period. She denies any aphasia or recent head trauma or current neck pain. She is currently getting chemotherapy for her metastatic disease period. This was described as being lung adenocarcinoma malignancy with metastatic disease to the superior vena cava period. She decided to sign herself out of the hospital against medical advice, feeling that she would be too stressed in the hospital period. And this will be the end of part two of the dictations on Ms. DiDomenico.